Traveling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Why, good morning, Doctor.
Oh, good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm good.
Now, last week we dabbled with the unusual instrument that is the theremin. Yeah. The instrument that you don't actually touch.
Yeah, that was a weird one.
Thinking a lot about it. I've been thinking a lot about it.
So, you're going to get one.
Well, something must be doing something to something on that instrument to make it wail so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know.
It's waves and synergies and...
Resonance?
Yeah, oscillating hydrocephalies.
Yes, that stuff. So, but what about
this
week?
We've got a bit of that today. Today's one of my favorites. It's a bit of a nerd instrument, but it's one of my favorites.
This is an instrument.
The Fender Rhodes Electric Piano.
This is a beautiful sound.
Oh, so you like it too?
I do.
Because some people
much
hate
do.
It, you know.
Played correctly. You know, like any instrument, you know, if it hogs the scene, it's gonna ruin the song. But you know,
so I love it, and it's iconic. So, you know, we had organs, and then in the people started trying to develop electric, pianos, because obviously you can't take a piano to a gig,
no,
very easily, and you have to, so complicated. And so actually, the weird thing is, supposedly the guy invented it. Because he was in the army and they wanted to heal people, soldiers that, use music with soldiers.
Really?
To make them feel better.
Wow.
I know, this is quite sweet.
That's really
as well.
Cool.
It is quite a calming tone. Was it music therapy?
Yeah, well, just to have a piano,
right,
when you're on the on the road, killing people, and then when you get hurt and you freak out about it, you need some... So that's interesting too. I'm going to go off a tangent here, but people talk about how everyone's so weak and PTSD nowadays. No, soldiers got upset in the old days too.
Right.
They did. War is hard. Anyway, so that was in the 40s and 50s, and Mr. Rhodes, that was his name, and then it was bought by Fender, who did the marketing for it. And as some of you will know, Fender has guitars, and it's a big music company in the 60s. And one of Mikey's favorite bands, The Doors, started using it in 65.
I love The Doors.
Yeah, so 65, Riders on the Storm.
Oh, my God.
Because you could
see,
come
is,
there, right?
That is one of the greatest, that is one of the greatest beginnings to a song of all time. I know she don't have that there in your list, but may I?
Oh, of course. I wasn't sure if I was allowed, if we were allowed to play The Doors.
But this is the thing, when the list comes through, don't hold back. Like, we can
so
do that.
Can we go there? Are we The Rock? Can we play The Doors?
Some of the other colourful stuff you play.
Can I put it... Do I want to say this? I'm not a Doors fan.
No, that's okay, though.
Okay, good.
Okay, but let me tell you, if Jim walked in right now, you would melt. I'm sorry. You just go, no, I don't see it.
Probably.
No, not really. No. Look, men and women... Right? Am I right? Jim Morrison, Men and Women.
Yeah, he's an animatic
fellow.
The keyboard player Ray Manzarek is pretty bloody good as well.
Well, so he always...
It's actually Jim Morrison's amazing, obviously, but it's the combination of what's that great documentary that came out recently about them, where it really breaks down sort of all four roles in the band.
Well, that's the great thing about bands, is that all of them coming together,
Yeah. Greater than the sum of their parts.
Yeah. So apparently The Doors, that really inserted it into the rock possibilities that it was acceptable to have a Rhodes. Because otherwise it was really big in jazz. Herbie Hancock, Chick Corea, I don't know if this counts as jazz. Yeah, it does. Joe Zawinul.
Herbie Hancock and Chick Corea, they were, big.
Some big names there, some big names.
Billy Preston playing it in Get Back for the Beatles.
Huh.
So now you can hear the sound. It's this kind of bell-like piano. Oh, also.
I can't find them.
Brown theme.
Oh, yeah.
Charlie Brown theme? Yeah, yeah.
It's a
soft and very, very, I find it very calming.
It's a great sound.
Charlie Brown cartoons, I don't find that calming, but
they give you anxiety, because you maybe align with Charlie. But
I don't know if I, yeah.
Until you pick.
You know when you go, I don't know, yeah. Then, yeah, I do, obviously.
And so, are we going to play something?
This is the Neil Young track you asked us to play.
Oh, yeah.
See the sky.
That sounds Wurlitzer to me, but...
A little bit.
You brought it in.
I know! I know, I tried to get the research, but there was always debates.
One of the other tracks floated was Everything in Its Right Place by Radiohead, which again is debated as to whether or not it's a Fender put through something or something imitated.
Yeah, because now that I'm hearing this, this is sounding Wurlitzer to me. But
is it sounding Wurlitzer because it's going
No, it's just not as bell-like. I had a Wurlitzer. I always was upset I didn't have the Fender Rhodes. But now I listen to the Wurlitzer and it sounds great too.
Do Fender Rhodes, they still make them? Do they still make them? Can you buy a brand new Fender Rhodes or is it just antiques?
Antiques and they're really expensive.
Goodness.
Because synths can play the sound now. Yamaha DX7s kind of killed them in the 80s because the DX7 could do the Wurlitzer sound and the Rhodes sound. So let's try one of our other tracks and see if that sounds... Yeah, because like I said, a lot of the chat rooms I went on, people would debate. No, that wasn't a Rhodes, that was a Wurlitzer.
I think people, there'd be fake news in some of those as well. Now that sound,
that's definitely... Got a text in saying, we need to hear the Rhodes.
Because we were talking, I know.
Sorry, text. I'm sure long-time BFM listeners will know what this song is.
Destination, a little up the road from the habitations of the towns we know. A place we saw the lights turn low, the jigsaw jazz in the get fresh flow. Pulling out jazz.
It's a good sound. It's a good sound, isn't it?
Yeah. But it's funny though, they're not that portable. Any of y'all that have had to carry one around.
That's what's sort of the key, you know, that's the key to it. It's like, look, I've set it up, I'm gonna play it, it's gonna be in the song. It's not just going to sit on a rack or something like that somewhere, you know, it's like a...
But so you can hear, it's different than a piano. It's an iconic sound.
Is it, but did they take a piano...
Yeah, it's a piano.
They're taking a piano sound.
Well, and by making electronic with electronic tines, you know, metal tines in it that are hit by a hammer, you know, it's a mechanical version.
Yeah.
So instead of the strings that are inside the piano, they have tines.
Sure. But the sound that they've gone for, though, is a version of the piano.
Yes. And the Fender Rhodes was touch sensitive like a piano. See, organs aren't. Yeah. Organs, you can press as hard or soft.
Yeah.
But these got touch sensitivity, so that's what, you know, pianists
love. And when electronic keyboards, like, you know, your take-home keyboard, knock out some tunes there, that's when they became touch sensitive, that's when things really changed. Yeah. Like, some of the electric pianos you can buy now are so beautiful.
They're like real pianos as far as the touch sensitivity goes.
Shall we crack into this next one?
Yep.
Oh.
Crap, I love this song.
Neither lost nor found. Hear the lonely sound of music in the night. Nights are always bright.
There can be only one street life, can't there?
Yeah, it's basically about me, really. It just speaks to me, this one.
Well, now you mention it, there's the Crusaders version and the solo version, aren't there?
What's that? Bump, bump.
Yes, you can hear it playing the chords. Yeah, I mean, we call it a piano, but it's its own sound, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like a piano with pillows.
With bosoms.
Yeah. It's a very non-offensive instrument, isn't it? Although you say it offends some people?
I think people think it's nerdy now. You know, it's very 70s, you know. you know, it had its time. You know?
So is it the same kind of smooth sound that you get in a lot of yacht rock? Like, is it Steely Dan territory?
Yeah.
Right.
Hall & Oates, Rich Girls.
10cc? 10cc? Is that a...
I'm Not In Love.
Oh, I love that song.
Steely Dan, Babylon Sister.
Yes.
Stevie Wonder, Living for the City.
Oh, shut up.
I've heard that Babylon Sisters by Steely Dan is what a lot of sound companies play through speakers to check that all of the different ends of the sound
spectrum.
Oh, well,
there you go. So having that Rhodes sound nice and belly. Eagles, I can't tell you why. So,
that's your ass.
Yeah.
So that's possibly why it gets a bad rap these days.
You know? How much? I want to go buy one. How much is it going to cost me?
I saw one, but it was a big one, $4,000.
Yeah.
But that was like 88 keys.
It's
that
a
was
lifestyle
the full
investment.
Deal.
It's a lifestyle investment.
So you could probably get one, I would say, for half the price. I mean, you know, depending on who owns it, you could probably get one for less. But yeah, you should get one. Yeah. It's such a pretty sound.
I can't even play. I did the piano for like 5 years or something like that, and then within 6 months forgot how to play it.
Yeah, me too.
But everything sucks. Sounds good.
I can play two songs. That's my two songs I play on the piano that I can remember. I'd love to be able to play piano again. It's good for learning to read music and stuff.
But those of you who have your, you know, your
at least
computer,
I played a recorder.
Your computer MIDI stuff, you can probably find a Rhodes, you know, setting, and then you can, you know, try to have a play. But yeah, it is nice if you could play a real one.
Yeah.
But there's probably loads around in people's homes.
Just sitting there doing nothing.
Well, they should be jamming.
It should be jamming. See, if you've got instruments at your house, you should be jamming, no matter what instruments they are.
I did a look for ones you may be able to buy in Auckland, and you're right, you've got Yamahas aplenty. Saying Fender Realistic Sound.
Oh, here, we got the solo.
That's sweet. I like the way the bass just steps back a wee bit for the Fender. It steps back and says, I'll let you do your thing.
Well, yeah, because it could compete, you know, with the guitar. It could stick, you know, with a band with loudness. It can stick itself out there.
Oh, hello. I can't talk right now. I'm Fender roting. Even just practicing your scales would be quite cool on that, wouldn't it? Quickly, Sarah, do we have the beginning to Rise of the Storm? Because that's a beautiful Fender Rhodes.
We do.
All right, let's go. That's the storm.
Waiting for the rider.
I always think this is more the storyteller coming in to telling us the story of the riders. There you go.
Shit. Twinkles.
And then just a little. And then.
Yeah, that was what we were waiting for.
He's just practicing his fingering.
Phrasing.
Yeah, so. Phrasing. So the chords sound good, as well as the, you know, the single melody, doesn't it? They both sound good.
Boom, boom.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Riders and then he comes in. The Fender Rhodes voice. Riders on the storm. Oh, the Riders on the Storm. Into this house we're born. Anyway, don't get caught up in that song, we'll get lost in it. So the Fender Rhodes came onto the scene when?
65. Well, it was built in the 40s and 50s, experimented on, but in the 60s, 70s is when it became, well, the thing used by all the top keyboardists we listed there, you know, they're the big dudes, and they all played it. So it's legit. And then, I think
it's timeless.
I agree. I think it's an iconic invented instrument.
Yeah, better than the lute.
Hey.
Well, next week I'm doing one of my worst instruments. Not that I want to get the whole society.
Yeah, but sometimes they're really good. Not the recorder.
No, worse.
Whoa, hang on. What?
The oboe.
Oh, wow. Oboe's fine. That's a beautiful, beautiful wood instrument.
Okay, all the oboists are gonna listen next week. Just sort of, they're gonna be protesting outside.
Yeah.
No, it's gonna sound good in the songs we have, but it's one of my worst.
Oh my god,
the texts we're gonna get
from the oboist.
Oh, actually, do you mind digging that one up?
The road,
that is badass.
That can be Alessandra's exit music.
Okay.
I'll prepare it for Alessandra.
Okay,
well, do it again by Steely Dan. Lots of the yacht rock.
Hey, that's our time, Doctor. Next week we're going to be doing the oboe. Oh boy, the oboe. I can't wait. I love it. I'm caught up in the Fender Rhodes love at the moment though. You weren't sure. You said you weren't sure about the Fender Rhodes.
Because some people don't like it.
Well, I like it. Thank you very much indeed. See you again this time next week. Always a pleasure.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimpke.